Guys, I want to take a I'm going to take a turn here. I was going to talk about this kind of why not to trust people story about a woman finding out her best friend of 20 years slept with her husband at his bachelor party. It's something I saw on Outkick.com, but I saw something that piqued my interest just a little bit more during the break here. Dr. Jordan Peterson retweeted Libs a TikTok, and he simply says, at some point, willfully blind stupidity reaches criminal proportions. We're long past that on the gender front. Here's what he's talking about. This is Libs a TikTok on X says, scoop, Kara Davis, the executive director of teaching and learning at Saline Schools, it's in Saline, Michigan, sent an email to staff notifying them that they can no longer use terms boy or girl because gender language can be harmful to students. She also says, these people are in charge of your kids' education. Here's the email sent out to teachers from Kara Davis at Saline Schools in Michigan. And if you think for 1 second this kind of stuff ain't going to dribble down here into Mississippi, you, my friends, are wrong. There's a lot of middle-class Madison single wine moms out there right now, liberal, mad, on some Facebook forum. I can't believe they're trying to ban sexually explicit books in my hometown. These book burners got pictures of Lindsey Beckham and Moms for Liberty on their dartboard. Anyway, here's the email. It says, I am reaching out because I have received feedback that the docents and or schoolmasters are using binary gender language, boy, girl, to orient students in the Webster Blaise activities. I am confident that all volunteers want to create the best experience possible and would never intentionally exclude students. I also recognize that there's a historical accuracy to this practice. However, I want to ensure we aren't replicating harmful practices on students of today to model what happened historically. With this in mind, an adjustment that needs to be communicated to the docents / schoolmasters is that they should not use boy or girl to refer to students. They can use students, children, visitors, rather than specifying boys or girls. If students need to be divided into groups, examples of doing so without causing harm to transgender and non-binary students is students with birthdays from January to June on the right, students with birthdays from July to August line up on the left. Another strategy would be to number students and divide in half, 1 through 12, 13 through 24, or odds and evens. Docents can explain that teachers historically may have organized their students by boy-girl, but should not actually employ it as a strategy. I include the following notice in my email to teachers regarding the district inclusion practices and relevant policy language. But what if you need to divide them by boys and girls? There are some things that are just relevant to girls that aren't relevant to boys, and vice versa. These people have lost their ever-loving minds. And it is beyond time for some accountability in this world. This is some rich, uppity private school. And these parents are asking for this stuff. They're probably all about it. Could you imagine if that was in Mississippi? But it is in Mississippi. They're practicing stuff like this every day in some corporations around here and some schools around here. You know they are. Let's not forget, and I'm sure people would love for me not to bring this up, the kids on the golf team at that private school out on Lakeland Drive, used to be University Christian, that were on the golf course and saw a ball that got near somebody's back porch with a rainbow flag up, and the kid said, no, I'm not going over there. Those people are crazy. And it got caught on a ring cam, and the crazy woman put a viral TikTok out, putting these kids on blast and all that. And the Christian school, punished the kid for speaking what is in the Bible. At a Christian school. Make it make sense, Jesus. Make it make sense. So if you think for 1 second, Clay, why are you talking about some nonsense up in Michigan? They like Gretchen Whitmer. They're nut jobs. They helped steal the election from Trump because it's already down here. That's why we're talking about it. Guns and Gear text line, 769-241-1944. Paul says, glad my son is at Steens Creek in Florence. They say the pledge, they sing the national anthem, even had a fingernails and football day a couple of weeks ago. Divided them by gender. Girls painted nails. Boys threw the football. Look, man, I'm all for a good time. I mean, my daughter went to Steins Creek and Florence and stuff, and they did a dad's beauty pageant thing one time, you know, where dads dress up like girls and the dresses and all that. I was going to do it, but that's when my colon ruptured and I spent a couple of weeks in the hospital, almost dead. So other family members stepped in and did it for me. Thank y'all. I'm okay with stuff like that. That's fun. That's a fundraiser. That's hoo hoo ha ha. That's adults doing something stupid. I mean, it wouldn't have been my idea. I wouldn't have been the one that sat around and said, hey, you know, I got a good idea. Let's dress the dads up like trannies and send them out on stage. It's funny. And it, you know, if you're going to do something like that, it's funny. It's like drag shows. You ever been to a drag show? I know a lot of you have. You may not want to admit it. Hell, I don't like admitting it. But it's these freaks of nature up on a stage. And they're fun. It's just funny. You laugh at them. They're freaks. Now, for some reason, we're pandering to this weird subculture. And it makes no sense to me. I'm not. I don't know. Like, people call me a transphobe. I can't be a transphobe because I don't acknowledge that trans is a real thing. You're a man or you're a woman. If you cut your thing off, you're just a man without a thing. Women, if they cut their breast off, you're just a woman without breast. Actually, you still have them. You still have breasts. You just have very small ones. I do not acknowledge your pronouns. I do not acknowledge your sexual gender preference. I do not acknowledge that trans is a real thing, period. So I can't be a transphobe. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We'll be right back on WYAB.